Since 1926, Lehigh University Art Galleries, fondly known as LUAG, has served as the university's free public art museum. The permanent collection of over 20,000 works of art is displayed across seven campus gallery spaces, including its main galleries inside Zollner Arts Center. Beyond its museum walls, LUAG's collection extends across university grounds and beyond. With a commitment to inclusivity and accessibility, LUAG serves as a cultural and educational resource for both campus and the wider community, inviting us all to explore, reflect, and connect with art. And this past September, LUAG celebrated that 100th year, marking a century of art with a landmark juried exhibition titled Here and Now, 100 Years of LUAG, 100 Local Artists, kicking it off with Light Up LUAG, a joyous free public party celebrating 100 regional artists as well as the community that has supported LUAG for a century. And now, LUAG is thrilled to announce Bye for Now, Here and Now, the grand finale party for the Here and Now exhibition. Taking place on Saturday, May 9th, the fabulous free and open to the public, Bye for Now, Here and Now, closing event will mark the official 100th anniversary of the museum's founding. The Here and Now exhibition, which transformed LUAG's main galleries into a dynamic showcase of the Lehigh Valley's creative talent, will conclude its run on May 22nd, 2 weeks after the May 9th party. LUAG Director Will Crow has said, the Here and Now exhibition has been a powerful reminder of the extraordinary creative community that exists right here in our backyard. Bye for Now isn't just a closing party, it's a proper send-off to a historic year. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host. And this evening, I'm joined by Mark Wanseler, LUAG Curator of Exhibitions and Collections, and Angela Fraley, Chair of the Moravian University Art Department, and a renowned visual artist whose work is included in LUAG 100. So thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
Well, and it's great to have a party to talk about as well as a great exhibition, so.
Yeah.
Mark, maybe to recap for our audience, for folks that, I don't know, have been elsewhere for the past year, LUAG 100 itself, the exhibition, what was the spark for that and how does that kind of dovetail into LUAG's mission and role in the community?
Sure. So as you mentioned, we're celebrating a big birthday this year, 100 years since the first known art exhibition on campus in 1926. So it's a big celebration and it's a big deal for us. And of course, we wanted to invite the community into that celebration, not only by throwing a big party, right, of which we are throwing multiple, but also by having an exhibition that could include, you know, as many members of the local artist community as we could. We set the number at 100, of course, yeah, to match our 100th year. And we put out a call for artists. We didn't know what the response would be, but we got around 800 works of art submitted, wow, by 300 artists from throughout the Lehigh Valley, working in all kinds of different media and disciplines and practices. And so we set about the task of trying to create an exhibition that was a snapshot of the incredible diversity and productivity and creativity of artists in the Lehigh Valley.
With that amount of material to work through, was there anything in particular you were looking for, or just to cast the net as widely as possible?
I think variety is one, yeah, of the things that we were looking for. We knew that there were practitioners of many, many kinds, some that we knew about, some that we didn't. There are established artists in the show. There are really young and emerging artists, some of whom are just, you know, kind of recent graduates from their college and university programs. So it was great to discover new folks, but we really did want to cast a really wide net. We brought in a guest community juror, Curly Raven Holton, to help us narrow the incredible herd of artists. And we sort of let Curly take the lead, but then we also brought our LUAG expertise around what would fit in the gallery, for example, right, and how we might hang the show. So,
which had to be a bit challenging, but it's gorgeous.
It was a great challenge. We worked with our Collections exhibition designer, Jeff Ludwig Dykus, right, who is a painter himself and an artist. Everyone behind the scenes, in one way or another, are artists working to bring this show together. And, you know, Jeff and I had a couple conversations about it and sort of seeded this idea that the way the works were in the exhibition should be like conversations among the artists. And we started thinking and imagining, well, how could we arrange the work in sort of conversations? And then Jeff kind of ran with it, and with his great arranging maestro superpower, created the installation that you'll see in the galleries in Zollner.
That's fascinating. It's interesting because I want to talk about the opening event for it, which I had the luck to attend, and it was interesting to me that it's fabulous. It was a fabulous party, and food, music, speeches. It was interesting to me that with all that to draw you away, it says something about the way the show presented itself and offered itself, that the galleries were full all night. People were equally and powerfully drawn to the work, was my observation.
Yeah, there was a waiting line to get into the gallery.
I couldn't get in. I showed up a little late, but I couldn't get in.
We were trying to sneak the artists in, past the line, but it was really challenging.
I did eventually get in.
There were 1,200 people there that
night.
That
was incredible. It was so exciting. I mean,
I've never seen anything like it, I have to say, in my 26 years at Lehigh. People were inside, outside, in the gallery. They were at food trucks. They were listening to the DJ. They were making art. They were getting their picture taken. They were waiting to get into the gallery. Yeah. And they were in the gallery. And they were out of the gallery. So it was really, it was lively and fun. And it really did feel like a party that everybody could participate in.
I was going to ask what had led to the idea for the party and what were the goals. But I think, in a sense, describing the event itself answers that in some ways. That struck me that, again, just looking around at the attendees, I mean, you know, I work in the performing arts. Arts in this country can often be something that people perceive as not for them, or they need to be prepared to go engage in, or they're not going to feel comfortable. It was so glorious to see that this was clearly not the case at this event, that people felt incredibly welcome and it was incredibly accessible.
That's great to hear, because it was absolutely our goal to bring as many different kinds of folks through those doors. You know, they're the artists themselves, and then, of course, they have families and friends, and there are different levels of feeling comfortable in art spaces. I'm sure you've run into this in a lot of places where you've shown.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I was going to say, Angela, what were once you managed to squeeze in, were you surprised at the response? Well, as an artist and an educator yourself, memories or perceptions or what you thought was particularly telling or fortunate about that evening or memorable?
I mean, it just felt so incredibly it was bubbling. It was vibrant. Yeah, it was crazy. It felt like, not an exclusive red carpet way, but even though there were, I think, those banister what do you call those things? Stanchions.
Yes.
Had to herd people in a certain, the kids that were making art projects in the other room, and then the food truck, everything that you were just saying was it was a real, it was incredible. It was just, it's amazing to be part of. I don't think I've been to an art event like that that had that many people and that many, of all walks of life and all different kinds of, different stages of their life, I should say.
I would think, too, there's an invitation also to come back and then also experience LUAG. That's implicit in that kind of evening.
You can't really see the work when there's that many people.
No, openings are for people, right?
Yes. So we've come and we're going to talk about what the exhibition has brought to LUAG, to arts, and to the community. But just before we get any further, to remind our listeners again, one of the reasons we're here today is to bookend that event. LUAG is planning a closing finale. Can you talk a little bit about, I'm sure in turn the bones are very similar in some ways, what one hopes to achieve, but...
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, we're hoping, I don't know if we can hope to achieve again a fantastic 1,200 person, sort of block party throughout Zollner. But we hope to, and we hope that people come with the same excitement as they did at the beginning of the exhibition. It's on May 9th from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. In and around the main gallery at the Zollner Arts Center. It's called Buy for Now, Here and Now, which is our fun, punny title on our exhibition title. You know, and there are a lot of things about that title. I think one of the things is that We hope that the relationships that we have sparked with artists in the exhibition will continue, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not so long, see ya. It's bye for now, here and now. And we hope that the conversations, the awareness of all the artists in the community, their awareness of us, their awareness of each other, will just be the beginning of many things. But I also want to say that we will have a big announcement at the opening. So okay. Just to whet your appetite and curiosity, there's another layer to buy for now, here and now.
I've seen that you can show up anytime between 6:30 and 9:30, but you're encouraging folks to be aware that that announcement might happen around 8:15 or so.
Yes, that sounds about right.
Yes, and we're going up to a break soon. When we come back from the break, Angela, I want to talk a lot more about what the exhibition has, the educational offerings, interactions between the universities, what it's brought to artists and the artist community. But on the 9th, Saturday the 9th, again, you can go to the website, of course, or LUAG, and look, there's lots of info about parking arrangements, anything you might be concerned about, dress festive or not, whatever you're comfortable with. The exhibition will, of course, be available again for touring and jamming up the galleries.
Yes, you can come see it live through May 22nd, right before Memorial Day weekend.
All right. And the May 9th event features DJs and art making and food and drink.
Yes, don't miss it. Like, come and do all of it, I hope. Dance in the lobby of Zollner. Have your caricature drawn. You know, eat some good food.
And it's a family friendly. I mean, that's one of the wonderful things about the opening was, again, the room where there was so much art making happening, particularly for the young people, although it was all ages. It was really lovely. All right, we're going to be back in just a moment. For now, you've been listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon here on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and I've been talking with Lehigh University Art Gallery's curator, Mark Wanzeler, and with educator and artist Angela Fraley about the current landmark exhibition, Here and Now, 100 Years of LUAG, 100 Local Artists, and Bye for Now, Here and Now. The exhibition's free, open to the public, grand finale party, that will transform LUAG's main galleries and the Zollner Arts Center on Saturday, May 9th from 6:30 to 9:30. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY, Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11, offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus Swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle. Tonight we're talking about Lehigh University Art Gallery's current landmark exhibition, Here and Now, 100 Years of LUAG, 100 Local Artists, as well as Bye for Now, Here and Now. The exhibition's free, open to the public, grand finale party that will turn LUAG's main galleries and the Zollner Arts Center into a vibrant party space on Saturday, May 9th from 6:30 to 9:30. My guests are Mark Wanzeler, LUAG Curator of Exhibitions and Collections, as well as Angela Fraley, Chair of the Moravian University Art Department, and a visual artist whose work is included in LUAG 100. And in fact, Angela, you were saying on the break, you and some of your colleagues as well are included in LUAG 100.
Yes, it's an amazing kind of snapshot of, I think, the creative ecosystem of this area. It's so diverse and so... I mean, so many of my colleagues and friends, there's five colleges in the area, and all of those colleges have amazing faculty at them. And so over the 20 years that I've been here, I've been able to meet and befriend a number of them. So it was really wonderful to have my work in conversation in the same space with a bunch of them as well. I think that the show represents a whole network of people who are shaping culture in this region. But it also highlights how deeply creative the area is, or the people in the area are. We are located between New York and Philadelphia, and I think this is an amazing, like, it's an under-recognized and under-utilized area to see for its creative output.
And you mentioned quite a few of your students are also showing in the show, and lots of folks that aren't connected to local universities, obviously.
That's right. Yes. Recently, we did a program. We brought Sharon Loudon, who has a book entitled How to Create and Sustain a Creative Life. Mm. During that panel discussion, people were invited, all these different people who have put their lives together in different ways. Mark had mentioned that all of the members of the team at Luwag are artists themselves, and I think that's something that the public doesn't fully recognize or understand. And most of the people who are kind of working at institutions like this or front-facing nonprofits, et cetera, a lot of them are creative people making their own work. And all these people put their lives together in very different ways. When we had this panel discussion with Sharon, it was a real opportunity to say what you need and for other people in the room to kind of see if they could help create or provide that for you. Yeah. It was an opportunity to have a discussion about not just professional practice, which is a very important part of, I think, what we as educators do, but also, like, how can we collaborate more? How can we communicate, you know, help one another and really build something together? The thing that I always tell my students is don't feel like the art world has to let you in. You are making it. You are the art world. So how do you, if there's a void, if there's a vacuum, if there's something that you're not seeing, how do you create that for others?
Right.
It takes that sense of, like, feeling somewhat powerless and, like, puts it back in the hands of those who are kind of creating all of this amazing stuff we see around us.
So. It's interesting because we in the public may assume that a year-long exhibition like this might have programming that engages, you know, students and the public for them and helping them come to the exhibition with a better understanding or whatever. But they probably don't think, again, right, of also offering that artistic community support and resources and using the exhibition as a jumping-off point.
Yeah, that's been a real emphasis, I think, of this program because we, you know, we made a big ask of the artists in the show to loan us their works for an entire year, which is a long time. And we really hope that we could provide some resources for them, you know, as part of the exchange with the gallery.
Yeah.
We offered workshops on writing artist statements, workshops on professionally framing your work, professionally photographing your work, that great program with Sharon, which was like sort of a more broad-based how to survive as an artist in the world.
Right.
And many other things. And many of the things that you're describing as well, Kate. Lots of programs for the community, K through 12, different communities. We do a lot with accessibility, the low vision community. Yeah. You know, there are so many audiences that we try to connect.
Well, outside of the exhibition itself, I would encourage our listeners to always exploring, get signed on, and get on the loop with Luwag. Because the programming is endlessly fascinating, very rich, accessible, geared towards all kinds of audiences and ages and all kinds of communities, and it's endlessly impressive. But I'm wondering how the exhibition then, given that for both of you, in ways that it worked back and forth with the community, reached out, brought in, supported, resource, how has it affected Luwag? Like, how do you come out of this different at the end of this year? Or do you? Or
sure. I think we definitely are emerging with new ideas and fresh insights. I think one of the things that we've done is our director, William Crow, teaches a museum studies course through the university. And he tasked his students, as he does every 2 years, with a program we call a student-led acquisition project, where they made recommendations to us about acquiring works for the collection. And this year, they based that on the Artists in the Here and Now exhibition.
Ah.
So they recommended to us actually 13 works that we are in the process of acquiring. We're still in the middle of that process, so I can't provide a whole lot of details, but we're very excited to have the collection grow, particularly in the presence of local artists.
Yeah.
It's a priority for us to not only see the museums and the collection as tapping into a kind of global art world, but the local art world, which is so important and so specific. So
I was going to say, it occurs to me, and I might direct this to you, Angela, that again, for an emerging artist or for the recent student artist, et cetera, particularly more so maybe the one that's established, the recognition of being included in an exhibition like this affects that journey towards making art as a life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, what a privilege and honor, and well-deserved, I think. So many. Yeah. It was such a joy to be in a show with my students, to be honest, former students. I always say, like, our former students are often our peers longer than they are our students, and it's amazing to see their successes and the way that their work develops and how they move forward in life, too.
It's interesting. I've also heard some regional artists that I know who may have been working for a while comment that they were thrilled to be included in a way that just, as you said, Mark, acknowledged the importance of the regional artists, the people in our own backyard.
Yeah. I mean, art is always local, right? People are where they are in their lives, making really specific choices and specific responses to the world around them. You know, it feels like it's always local first, right? So we want to honor that and celebrate it and give it a stage.
Oh, I want to remind our listeners, too, so that we don't run out of time later on again, to please, 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 while we're talking about this, please mark your calendars for Saturday, May 9th, 6:30 to 9:30 for Bye For Now, Here and Now. Which will be, I'm sure, another unforgettable crush, an exciting party, but also an opportunity, something I'm thinking a little bit about, too. It is for people. You know, you can come back and there's 2 weeks to look at the exhibition again, of course. But I would think, Angela, I don't know for you, if you could speak just for a moment to the opportunity for an artist also to talk with the public at an event like that, or there's free with you, given that that can probably feel like a gap of perception or maybe not really knowing what that artist is like or what an artist's life is like.
Yeah, I always tell the story about how I went to a gallery opening in Chelsea and a really famous artist was standing in the middle of the gallery by herself. People are so afraid to talk to artists. And here this person was just fully available and accessible. And
just waiting.
Yeah,
just
exactly. Waiting. Yeah. So I think that, that wall needs to come down. I hope that people feel comfortable talking to artists. And this is going to be a party atmosphere. So
Right. And the diversity of the work on the walls is so exciting. It doesn't have that feel of, I don't know, of something daunting or, oh, I don't know how to talk about this. You know, it's like,
sure.
No.
Yeah. It's hopefully there's a
far
way.
Far too rich.
A way in
for
everybody.
Yeah. So moving forward, I don't want to step on any toes or anything that may be announced on the evening, but it feels to me in the community as if this exhibition really is established, if it needed to be, Luag's, that ebb and flow, that commitment to the community as well as the university community. And Angela, you were talking about the five colleges working together. Is that a formal, is there actually a network that shares in that way?
It's called Alvaic. It's Lehigh Valley Independent Colleges something.
All right.
But it's amazing because it essentially like augments your college experience by five if you so choose. You can take classes at other institutions in the area with no extra added cost to you.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Yeah. So a lot of our students, I've sent students to take Williams class.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing museum studies course. And we've had students come and take, you know, alternative photo processes. We have the wet lab, take my thesis exhibition course. So it's been a lovely way, and just to kind of have these different communities intermingle and then, you know, go on and make their own communities within the space. It's great.
Do you feel like coming from that educational, that wonderful pool then of energy and resources and shared, you know, offerings, although if I'm a young artist, I may want to move to Philly or to New York or LA or wherever, but do you feel like that kind of also contributes to the richness of the arts community here in the Valley? I would think would have to. That kind of concentration of young artists discovering and working together here and working with all of you as artists instead of one university on its own, I'm saying, you know, there's this whole network, this whole pool.
Yeah, I hope so.
Or kind of synergy. Yeah.
I mean, these students usually go on once they've graduated to get studios in large studio buildings.
Right.
And there's a lot of open studio energy. And, you know, like in all three areas, like in Allentown, in Easton, and in Bethlehem, there's all of these little pockets. So that's really amazing, too.
Yeah. Well, we're almost out of time, unfortunately. Before we go, I'm wondering if you've any, from the course of the past year, either of you, something that surprised you, or a favorite memory, or something you'll take away as confirmation of the importance or the power of this dance with the community and with the artist, the trust.
Yeah, it's a great question. A favorite memory. I mean, there have been so many things that have happened over this year-long exhibition. I think a lot about when the artists were coming to drop off their work. And there was just a feeling of excitement and enthusiasm. I think they were both, honored in a way to be included in this snapshot of what's going on in the Lehigh Valley. But they all just arrived with enthusiasm and the same kind of energy that they put into their work. So it was great to shake a lot of hands and say hello to some people that I've known for a long time and others who were just completely new faces. So that was very lovely.
Thank you, both of you, Mark and Angela, for being here today. And also thank you again and congratulations to Lueg on 100 years of creativity and of learning and of connection and on this exhibition event. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to you, our listeners, of course, for joining us this evening. I've been your host, Kate Scuffle, right here on WDIY 88.1 FM, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. And I look forward to visiting with you again soon, right here in the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. Lehigh Valley Arts Salon is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believes lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community, and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.